It's time once again for our regular checkup with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio. As Alan is on leave again, you have me, Toby Davey, sitting in for Alan. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Toby. Good to speak to you. I hope you're well.
I'm not too bad, thanks. Matt, we're going to start with retailers in Northern Ireland this week who have started to reopen, and I believe they have been following guidelines from the RNIB to ensure that blind and partially sighted shoppers are supported as shops and retail outlets start to reopen in Northern Ireland.
No, indeed. We've talked sort of many times on this channel, ConConnect Radio, about the work we've been doing over the last year with retailers and grocers across the UK on access to food and sort of to improve the sort of operational performance of those organisations as they engage with blind and partially sighted people as lockdown eases. So, you know, we had a lot of work across the UK. Northern Ireland, we've had some very good local work that we've been doing, you know, over the course of the last year, working with local retailers and local sort of chambers of commerce and organisations to make sure the message has been tailored, particularly for Northern Ireland. And as Northern Ireland, I think this week, actually, I think a week after England has moved into sort of some lockdown release with things opening up, we've done a lot of focus into the local sort of Northern Irish sort of information and processes to make sure that we can do the best job we can over in Northern Ireland. And Andrea Begley, who is a well-known individual in Northern Ireland, who sort of as one of our sort of supporters and volunteers, has been particularly visible this week and very helpful in really making sure that, you know, we're getting across all those messages. Andrea happens to be the chair of our Action Advisory Committee. Some people will know her from winning the BBC talent show The Voice a few years ago. And so she's sort of very high profile in the province and a great ambassador and a great conduit for getting information across. And I think, you know, she's a very, very capable individual. And even she is admitting that, you know, she's a bit nervous now about going back out. And, you know, she's been very forceful for us in getting across the work we've been doing with Northern Irish retailers to really give confidence to blind and partially sighted people that they're using our guidance and that blind and partially sighted people can move back into Northern Irish retail with a lot of confidence, knowing they're going to get a very safe and a very friendly welcome from local retailers.
And for those people who are thinking of going out shopping, they might be thinking of going out onto public transport. And I believe the RNIB has joined other organisations by supporting an open letter trying to ensure that people follow and support the Department for Transport, It's Everyone's Journey campaign.
Yes, absolutely. Again, critical area for us normally on transport, clearly making sure transport works for blind and partially sighted people, but particularly important as we've come out of lockdown. And again, as we've just been talking about, people moving back out into society, whether it's for shopping or whether it's for other reasons, you know, to visit friends, socialise, go to the gym, you know, and go to the cinema now, you know, engage generally with society. Clearly, being able to travel safely is an integral part of that. So we've been one of many charities and organisations working with the Department of Transport on, as you say, on this awareness campaign called It's Everyone's Journey. That launched a couple of days ago on Tuesday, and it aims to make sure that people on public transport are very patient and respectful with anybody with a disability, such as sight loss, and make sure that they are, as I say, respectful, patient, supportive, and understanding of people who they might see on public transport. And the particular things that we've been highlighting in the detail of this is making sure people understand that everyone can wear a face covering, you know, due to medical exemptions. This general point about making space, you know, making sure people feel safe in not having people crowding around them, and realizing that people often can't manage their own space and can't manage their own social distancing. You know, again, remembering that not all disability is visible, and that general point about sort of showing consideration for each other. There's a lot of information out there. If you visit everyonesjourney.campaign.gov.uk for more information, and we're particularly pleased that we've done a film about blind and partially sighted people working with the Department of Transport as part of this, in which people share tips on adjusting to getting out and about as lockdown restrictions ease. So, you know, I'm delighted we've done this, and having moved around myself around sort of our office in Peterborough yesterday and in London today on the tube, on the train, it's very noticeable how many more people are out travelling on public transport actually. So, you know, this is a very, very timely campaign.
And the last time I sat in for Alan, we talked about the new RNIB business plan. And I think this week there was a big announcement of the launch of the new strategic stakeholder engagement team here at RNIB. And I wondered if that was a formation related to the business plan and strategy going forward.
No, it is. Now, as an organisation, you know, we have a lot of external relationships, you know, and we just mentioned a few today, you know, with the work we've been doing around access to food and shopping and around transport. And I think historically as an organisation, we've had some brilliant relationships which have surfaced some fabulous initiatives or funding or partnership opportunities. But there is an opportunity for us to actually get a bit of a grip on this a bit more to make sure we're really optimising these. You know, we can sometimes be guilty of being a little fragmented. And so what we've set up under David Clark, who's one of my team's sort of area, is a sort of team to really sort of look across at all the relationships we've got, whether it's with business, whether it's with local government, with government, with third sector sort of organisations, to really make sure we understand who we're engaging with, really make sure we optimise those relationships and maybe work out where we don't have relationships that we might need to really try and sort of, you know, improve society for blind and partially sighted people. So it's a really important initiative and as you say, aligned to our strategy and our business plan in terms of exploiting these relationships, as I said, to make society work for blind and partially sighted people, but also to, you know, optimise the help we would get from the individual relationships on whatever matter it might be that we have a relationship. So yeah, really important, and I think long overdue, and I think we're all excited by the potential actually. So, you know, watch this space and come back and talk to you about it a few months down the line about some of the positive things that we're getting out of this work.
That'd be great. And as we were talking about shopping earlier on, and if like me you have been doing quite a lot of Amazon shopping over the last 12 months or so, one way that people can support the work of the RNIB while shopping on Amazon is through Amazon Smile, which is quite easy to set up and get shopping. It's very too easy to get shopping, I feel.
No, well, I think we've all been guilty of sort of hitting our Amazon accounts and various other online retailers that we might have been locked into. I'm sure that, you know, like in my house, your case of wine comes from places that we might not have been shopping with before this. But yeah, it's just an initiative whereby you can hook up through Amazon. You know, there's a benefit for us for them of doing that. And if we're going to be doing shopping, you know, online, and most of us have a relationship with Amazon, who are one of our important partners, then using the Amazon Smile functionality is just a sort of easy way of it being beneficial to them and us beyond the simple nature of the transaction itself.
And I must ask you, Matt, how has Marathon Mates been going?
It's been going well. My very able partner, Belle Paul, who works in the organisation, has been done a sterling job of putting very imaginative sort of photoshopped content out on social media of her and I. But it's been great fun. And again, Belle's done a brilliant job in my partnership with her of surfacing a lot of fundraising. I think we're up to a reasonable amount now, actually, as a duo. And between us, you know, with another, 3 or 4 days to go till the end of the month, we've covered the distance. I think we've just about done half each. I think she was claiming overnight to have done her 13 miles. I know I've done 22 kilometres. You add the two together, that's the sort of 26 miles or the 42 kilometres you need for a marathon. So great fun I found doing it. And it's encouraging to see so many people who've taken part and to see the fundraising sort of grow as we get closer to the end of the month. And I think people are sort of now chasing down all their sponsors and funders for income. So, you know, we'll get the scores on the doors maybe next week. But, you know, it's been a great initiative through May. And I think, as probably with many people participating, having these things going on at a point in time are just great for your physical and mental health. You know, they get you away from the desk, get you out of the house, even in the pretty grim weather we've had in May. It makes you go outdoors, even in the rain, for a bit of a run, which is all good for your physical health as well. So, you know, on a number of levels, it's been a really great initiative.
And if you would like to find out more information about Marathon Mates or any of the other items we've just chatted about, or anything else relating to sight loss, do visit the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can ask Lady A to call the RNIB helpline on your Amazon Echo. Well, thank you, Matt, very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I think Alan will be back next time.
My pleasure, Toby. Thank you for having me.